Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now today's first story comes from Where's My Room, who says, I've, female 25, returned from a month-long trip. And my roommate, female 22, has moved all her things into my room and has been living there with no intention of switching back. Hi there. I'm writing this on a throwaway because, to be honest, I never thought I'd need to post here, but what can you do? So I've moved into this flat about 8 months ago. I met Lana online on a roommate website and we clicked well. She's a bit younger, but seemed mature. We quickly agreed to be roommates. Both of us were under time constraints to find a place to live, but have got on really well so far, up until this. Our flat is a two-bedroom, and to be frank, my room is clearly the better one. It's bigger and has built-in wardrobes. When looking for the flat, I found the place first on my own and put down a deposit to take it off the market while I found another roommate. The flat was perfect. Cheap rent, and my aunt manages the property, so I was keen to snap it up before anyone else did. The area it's in is popular, so I wasn't really worried about not finding someone to room with. Because of the above and that I was first there, I took the bigger room naturally. When showing potential roommates, including Lana, around, I was sure to show the smaller room and say, this would be your room. We moved in 8 months ago and it's been happy families. Never heard Lana complain about her room. Because I have about 6 times the wardrobe space that she does, I told her she's welcome to store her off-season clothes in there, or whatever she wants to store, as long as she's not popping in every morning to get dressed. She was happy with this. Just over a month ago, I went traveling. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of having people in my room, but I told Lana if she had someone stay, her sister, friends from home, they could sleep in my bed. She said thanks, and she's been such a great roommate and rarely has guests except her boyfriend. I didn't worry at all. I came back yesterday. I was exhausted from the flight and traveling and just wanted to shower and sleep. As I walked in, Lana was in the living room with her boyfriend. We said hello and hugged and had a very quick catch-up, blah blah. Then I dragged my suitcase to my room, opened the door and found it full of stuff that was not mine. I kind of yelled, what the fuck, and briefly thought I was so jet-lagged I was confused, but opened the door to Lana's room and saw all my stuff. I walked into the living room and asked Lana what was going on, and she said, oh sorry, I forgot to mention, we put my stuff in your room just because it's bigger and you weren't here and you said I could use it. I was honestly so tired I could have passed out then, so I probably wasn't in the best state, and told her to move it all back immediately. She said they were in the middle of making dinner and I looked tired, so I should have a sleep. Her boyfriend then said, and anyway, you pay the same rent, so isn't it fair that you both get the big room at some point? I was getting really frustrated and could feel tears welling up, hysterical from the lack of sleep. So I just said, we'll deal with this tomorrow, and it's getting moved back. And then I went to sleep in not my room. I've woken up now and I'm so pissed off. Lana's at work, so I can't talk to her, but what should I do when she's home? I feel like this is going to turn into an argument. I don't think it'll be as simple as, okay, let's swap now you're home. TLDR, I went traveling for a month and told my roommate she could use my room for guests if needed. While I was gone, she swapped all of our stuff and moved into my much bigger and better bedroom. Never had a problem with her before, but she doesn't seem like she's planning on swapping back. What do I do when I speak to her after work? Opie then added some edits to the post and says, I've taken the advice of most people on this thread and moved my stuff back. It's taken hours and I'm knackered, but I think if I left it another night, it would be a real problem. I sent her a text when I was almost done, in case she kicked up a shitstorm and came home, to say, "Hi Lana, hope you're having a nice day at work. Just to let you know, I'm moving my stuff back into my room. Didn't want you coming home and walking into the wrong one." Yes, I'm petty. I'll be talking to her when she gets in, because this is out of character for her, to the point of it being bizarre. She's never been anything but a model roommate, so I'm going to give her a chance before we're donezo. Penzo? I've heard that before. If she wants to be reasonable and have a chat about rent portions, I'm happy to do that. She's never had a problem with rent before, and honestly, I've never had uneven rent amounts in any place I've ever lived, whether I had the bigger room or smaller room. A lot of people here are saying it's the norm, so I'm open to talking about it if she's not ridiculous. Edit 2. Lana should be home in a bit. I'll update when I can. Edit 3. Hi everyone. I've got about a million messages asking for an update, but last night was a bit mad and I'm still pretty jet lagged, so sorry, but I went to sleep. Anyway, here we go. So, as you know, I text Lana to tell her I moved my stuff back in. She didn't reply to me. Fine, whatever, but she didn't kick off, so I figured we were okay. I told my aunt what had happened, who was as baffled as all of you, and I told her it was probably all sorted, just keeping her in the loop. I also told my boyfriend, who works about 5 minutes down the road. He offered to come round in case Lana's boyfriend came round, but I told him not to because then we're ganging up on Lana. He insisted on going for a coffee with his mate a couple of roads away in case we needed backup, which is a bit ridiculous but very cute of him. So I did get myself a glass of wine while waiting for Lana. Not because I was nervous, I just like wine. She came home. I was sat in the living room and gave her a very cold hi when she walked in. She sort of froze, bag in hand, and her eyes darted between me and my / not her / our bedroom door. She blurted, "Did you do it?" I said, "What, move the rooms back?" "Yeah, of course." And her eyes went all wide and she dropped her bag and ran into the bathroom. I could hear her talking on the phone and I was like, "Yippee, I guess Tom's coming around. Fun." I heard the door unlock and I was about to go full Hulk on how psycho she is when she came out the door and stood between our bedrooms. The doors are adjacent and she just stared between them both, breathing heavily. It was really odd. Then I noticed she was crying and getting a bit panicky, so I asked what was going on. She burst into tears and said, "Oh my god, he's going to kill me," and just sobbed. So yeah, it was the boyfriend's idea completely, as a lot of us suspected. She's honestly always been a perfect roommate, which is kind of why I came to this sub. If she was generally an asshole, I would have known how to act, if you know what I mean. Anyway, Lana has a bit of a breakdown, and it turns out piece of shit Tom has always been a bit of a piece of shit. Very jealous, which I always saw hints of, but Lana never mentioned, so I didn't. And has amped up his piece of shitness while I've been away. While I left, he just finished school and basically moved in unannounced. And when she mentioned he hasn't been home in days, he'd give her the, "What, you don't love me? I treat you so well. You're so selfish, blah, blah, blah." Shit, and refused to move. She showed me the text he'd send her. Absolutely horrific stuff. Things like, "Ring me in the next 5 minutes or we're over. Send me a picture of you at your desk with something showing today's date so I know you're at work." Just abusive stuff. Onto the room. As we guessed, he moved it. He did it while she was at work, which is actually a bit gross, thinking of him going through my stuff. And I'm considering somehow implying I have crabs or something he could catch just to make him squirm a bit, but I'll work on it. Lana came home and said, "What are you doing?" He made out it was just temporary and that I wouldn't mind. Such a gentleman speaking on my behalf. And he would move it back. And he was doing it for her and she was so selfish, etc. And it got a few days before I came back. Lana suggested moving it back and he completely denied he said that and told her it was her idea to move it. And he only did what she told him, that it's staying now or she'd be sorry. So basically, Tom is a prick, and Lana sobbed and apologized and cried, and I fed her wine. She didn't want to see Tom, who obviously assumed he lived there now. So I texted him from her phone saying, "Our landlady, my aunt, was coming round for an inspection and staying for dinner after with my family, and he couldn't come over tonight." He sent a lot of begging, whiny texts, and then went on the offensive and called Lana a liar. So I rang my aunt, explained everything, and had her write us a fake landlord email mentioning the visit and how she was looking forward to fajitas, because she's an absolute babe and I make good packet fajitas. which we forwarded on to Tom. He left her alone for the rest of the night, apart from a few texts. I'm not entirely sure what we do about Tom. Lana sounds like she wants to break up, judging from her crying and screaming, "I hate him, I hate him, I hate him," into her whine. I think she's scared too, though. I checked with her and he doesn't have a key, so that's a relief. I've told my aunt everything and she said she is happy to ban him from the flat, but Lana would need to break up with him first and get all that sorted. Thanks everyone for the advice. I know it wasn't the most popcorny update, but hopefully Lana will be okay. And we're going to be doing some girly shit this week and avoiding Tom. And yeah, God knows what will happen. And there is another update shortly. And when I come into these stories, I always try to think, you know, what's going on in the background? What's caused this? Because, you know, from what Opie was saying, Lana was an ideal roommate. So why the sudden change? It kind of clicked in my head when the boyfriend spoke up and said, "Anyway, you pay the same rent, so isn't it fair you both get the big room at some point?" Obviously, I wasn't 100% sure because you never know where these stories go. We've seen many, many stories of absolute horrific roommates. I'm currently glad things seem to be moving in the right direction. It seems like things still could be potentially dangerous at the moment. I never want to say 100% it is because you don't know, but the way he's treating her is extremely worrying. There were some relevant comments which Opie responds to. Someone says, "Does Tom have a set of keys to the flat?" Opie says, "There's only two keys to the flat, mine and Lana's. I gave mine to my mum while I was away in case she needed to pop in for me, but she never did. Lana has one and she says she didn't give it to Tom at any point. She just buzzed him in. I'm going to speak to my aunt and see what she reckons about changing the locks. I'd need to verify it with her beforehand anyway. I don't see that there's any way Tom could have a copy, but you never know." And yeah, you never do know. Although girlfriend said she didn't give it to him at any point, would you trust this guy? Seems like a shit person. Someone says, "Is the roommate's name on the lease?" Opie says, "Her name is on the contract, equal to mine. The deposit I paid was a holding fee to take the property off the market, which was later deducted from my half of the actual deposit. So she doesn't owe me any money. I'm hoping the boyfriend will not be around when she comes home. She's been a reasonable person for the 7 months prior to this, so I can't help but think he's influenced her a bit. I'm very curious to know how much he's been staying over." Someone mentions if the lease has a limit on guests. OP says he's 100% not moving in after school, not a hope in hell. I have ties for one roommate. I wrote "no couples" in capital letters on the ads. It's not happening. Our lease has a guest clause, something like no longer than 3 weeks over a 3 month period. I'm not sure, I need to look at it. It's likely that both our boyfriends have stayed longer than that over the 8 months. And the landlord has never had an issue with them. If he starts staying every night, I will be bringing this up though.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So 2 months later, after that post, Opie comes in with another update and says, "Hi everyone, it's been a busy month since my last post, and I logged back into this account out of curiosity and saw quite a few people message me requesting an update. So here we are. Sorry it took so long, but things have calmed down now. So shortly after my last post, Lana broke up with Tom. She was quite scared to do it because he's a psycho, and it took 2 weeks between the last post and the actual breakup. During that time, she didn't let him come round or see her. Luckily, she remembered that Tom had never had chickenpox as a kid, so we pretended my nephew had caught chickenpox and had to stay with us because my brother's wife had never had it and couldn't risk getting shingles. It worked luckily, and he stayed away. She told her family and close friends about what it had been like. Casey contacted them to get in touch with her and lied about what happened, and then texted him saying she wanted to break up. Well, he blew the fuck up. Called her every name under the sun, switched back to apologizing and saying she was the love of his life. Then said she'd never find someone like him. Then he would die without her. Then he wanted to kill her. Then they were soulmates. It was insane. He started messaging me too, telling me I was an evil bitch who'd ruined his perfect wife. Lol. Okay then. And as predicted, her family and friends got the messages too. We both turned our phones off to ignore it and just watched TV. Later, I briefly switched mine on, where I had a lot of messages from my friends telling me to block some guy on my social media. It was Tom calling me every imaginative combination of the C word he could think of all over my public Instagram page. There were even a few racial slurs, which was odd because we're both white, but okay. Lana had already blocked him on everything, but silly me forgot to make my Insta private. The next day, he rang Lana's office. She was so embarrassed, it was awful, to tell her he was driving down to our flat. She rang me, and I rang my aunt, who you remember manages the property, who told us it was time to call the police. We filed a report about Tom, and they said to update us on the situation. In the UK, you need to go to court to actually get a restraining order, so we haven't as such, but the evidence is all there and documented if we need to go that far. The police rang Tom at our request, told him they'd seen the messages and to turn his car around because if he turned up at our door, he'd be arrested. Police officers here are amazing, can I just say. Tom managed to shit himself hard enough to not show up after that. So we're fine for a week. Then the post came. Tom started sending letters, threats and soppy I love you shit, flowers, then a pizza that we had to pay for. We were actually hungry, so we ate it. He signed us up to a magazine subscription. It was bizarre. We went to the police again. They filed everything, but Lana didn't want to go to court. I don't blame her, she was incredibly stressed by the whole thing. So, 2 weeks ago, I took my aunt and mother out to dinner. I told them both about the situation, and my goddess of an aunt had an idea. She manages about 30 properties, not just the one we live at, and had a few that were unoccupied now, with school finishing. She told me she would show us round all the 2 bedrooms she had, and we could live in any of them for the same rent we pay now, and just transfer over our deposit slash fees, as long as there were no damages to deduct, and we helped do a deep clean to get it ready for the next tenant. We found one within a 5-minute drive, that's just lovely, and to anyone concerned about the previous rent dispute, has equally sized bedrooms. So we moved. Which is why in the last 2 weeks have been manic, but we're settled in now. Tom has been informed that we've moved because the stuff he sent since has been returned. Lana and I are completely no contact with him, and anyone who visits us is sure not to pass on our address to Tom. Also, I apologized to Lana about the issue with paying the same amounts of rent. She said she had never had a problem with it, and said that's how she's always done it through uni and with other roommates. She refused to take any money from me, but I've decided I'll be funding the weekly flat wine sessions for the future. It's been a long, long month, and even though my traveling tan has faded, things are great now. Thanks for all your advice before, guys, even the ones I didn't agree with. Let's pray to the baby Jesus that I have a calmer living situation from now on. Thank goodness for Auntie in this situation. She truly saved the day here, and so did OP. I'm glad that the roommate did have the support of these two, because who knows, you know, if she would have been alone, who knows how she would have been manipulated by this guy. The thing I always find scary, and I never want to put a downer on things, is, you know, that guy's still out there somewhere. Once he's moved on, he may get with someone else, and this cycle may just continue again, which I find absolutely terrifying, especially with some of the stuff he said he's done, threatening to kill. But I'm super glad that OP, roommate, got themselves out of that situation. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story just comes from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit. It does not have an update as yet. It's from Scary Literature 835 that says, Am I the Arsehole for telling my son we don't really have any room for him right now, so he needs to live with his dad and stepmom. My ex-husband and I divorced when my son was 10. My ex had found someone new, who who went for 50-50 custody, but he still had to pay some child support. I went back to school at that time. On the weeks his dad had him, I buckled down and did nothing but schoolwork. When he was with me, I made sure I had time for him before and after school. I did expect him to help around the house, but nothing excessive, mostly just cleaning up after himself and helping with cooking and laundry. His dad's house was more fun. I tried to make my home welcoming. I bought a used PS4 and I got fiber optic internet. It wasn't enough for him. When he was 14, he and his father got the court to award my ex primary custody. I did fight it, but my son made it clear that he would run away if I didn't give in. Counseling didn't help. I tried everything. It was devastating having my son decide I wasn't someone he wanted to spend time with. He started skipping visitation. When he did come, he would leave the house and not come home until it was time to sleep. During this time, I started a relationship with my current husband. He helped me through this. He wasn't on my radar romantically. Nobody was. So he got close by being an amazing friend. I asked him out and we got married 6 months later. We'd known each other since I went back to university. 6 months after we got married, I got pregnant. By strange coincidence, so did the woman my ex was cheating with. Not the woman he left me for, a newer model. I'd sold my house and my husband and I bought a condo together. Just a two-bedroom apartment with a tiny den. We made the den into a nursery and consolidate our offices into the second bedroom. Max moved in with his new girlfriend and she isn't a fan of my son. His stepmother doesn't want him there if his father isn't there, so my son is also in the new house with his dad, his dad's pregnant girlfriend and her mum. My son is 16 now. He called to see me if he could stay with me. I said I didn't really have any room. He asked me what I did with his room. He didn't even know I sold the house. He's very upset. He called me a bitch for not having a place for him to stay. I said he could stay in our living room on the couch. Not acceptable. I talked to my husband and we have enough money for the sale of my house and his old bachelor pad as well as our condo to buy back into the market. We were waiting for interest rates to fall and we were going to move to a more reasonably priced city. I told my son if he could take the living room for now, we could have a room for him in 6 months. He moved in with his grandparents. He isn't happy there. At least his dad got him a car so he drives to his same school. My son is pissed that I prioritize my new baby and my work over him. I had no expectation to ever need to house him again. My ex called me and told me to make our office into a room for our son. I told him that our son's circumstances were his fault, not mine. AJ Alva says, everyone sucks here. Your son made his decision and he got what he wanted. It's not cool that he is now facing the consequence of his father's infidelity, again. But this decision is legally bound. It is your ex's responsibility to care for your son by his own doing. With that being said, as a mother, I think you're letting an opportunity to rekindle the relationship pass. He's 16 and it probably was really hard to reach out to you and ask for help. There has to be a more creative solution that can get you both under the same roof, but also giving everyone their space during such a transitional stage. Opie says, I'm literally buying a house so he can have a room. Obsidian Knight replies to that saying, I'm so sorry, but the majority of people will try to tear you apart on this subreddit. You're going to be the evil one, even though you offered him a couch until you can buy a house. You are in no way the arsehole here. His father is, by letting his new piece of tail alienate his son to the point of kicking him out. Go post this exact same story in Am I the Arsehole Here, and you will find people that don't only see black and white in these kinds of situations. Popcorn with Parmesan says, I initially felt sorry for you because of how hard it is to go through a custody battle, but the language you use here, in his father ganged up to gain custody. Circumstances are his fault and not mine. You getting internet, which I'm sure you also use and is more or less the same electricity at this point, wasn't good enough for your son, is so gross. Kids under 18 don't owe you loyalty in a custody battle. You owe it to them, to regardless of how ugly things get between the two parents. Not put them in a situation where they have to pick sides. You're clearly mad at him, but if you want to have any kind of relationship with your child, you make yourself available when he reaches out to you. You're the arsehole. Madam North says Dad is a serial cheater who knew he had full custody, but didn't make sure there was a place for his son when he thought with his dick yet again. I'm sure the 16-year-old feels very unwanted right now. If he really is looking to mend fences, then attending family counseling should be mandatory. And he needs to realize that this will mean returning to court. Strain Pure says, not the arsehole. He made the choices to be in your life as little as possible, and is only now trying because he has no other option. You rightfully prioritize your new life with your husband and new Wayne because they were what was important to you. And new Wayne because that's what was important to you. There's no way in hell you could have guessed your ex would be up to shit, or that he'd choose to stay with a woman who doesn't like his son, making him essentially homeless. His father has full custody, so this is his problem, not yours. So your son should be calling him out, not you. And if your ex wants to accuse you of shit, you should tell him to cram it before you contact CPS, because he's not providing for him like he should be. Now, I will reveal that this post was tagged as everyone sucks here, but there was loads of not the arsehole comments and you're the arsehole and everyone sucks here. So, and it seemed from reading the majority of the top comments were not the arsehole. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you make of the situation? How would you react if you was OP? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.